All right. Time for a little bit of a heart-to-heart. I'm done here this Friday. That will be my last show here. And maybe my last show ever. There's a good chance of that, too. I'm going to be moving back to Kansas City. I have a lot of plans, and I just can't do them here. And I just can't do them with this job. So that's what it all came down to. Once I got into this business and when I first got my first full-time job, I really thought I'd probably never leave radio. But kind of the way the business works, you really have to be willing to sacrifice a lot of stability, I guess you would say, as you move from market to market. And I know I'm not going to get any sympathy from a lot of our audience on that kind of argument, especially with the way our soldiers have to move around from time to time, never knowing where they're going to be. But I just, on a personal level, decided I can't really do this anymore. So I have a lot of things I want to accomplish in my personal life, and that's what I'm going to go off and go do. And I plan to stay creative. I really have no idea what exactly. I wish I could tell you exactly what I'm going to be doing. But I have no clue. I really don't. I have some ideas. I have been talking with a guy in the ad agency in Kansas City, trying to get some ideas on how to come up with some stuff to maybe go onto the creative side of advertising to do things. I'll probably still send some stuff off to some radio stations to get some maybe part-time work in, or whatever happens there. But I know that I personally belong in Kansas City. My family is just simply too good to not be near all the time. Same thing with my friends. So that ultimately kind of overcame my love for doing this job and the love that I have for coming in and doing this morning show each and every morning. So thanks for listening all this time. I really appreciate it. When I got this job, I didn't know what the hell was going to happen with me. I got fired from my last job at a time when I thought I was doing things really well, and I was really excited about it. And when I was between jobs, I really thought about it. I thought, is this really something that I want to be doing? A business where, you know, you can be cut loose any day for any odd reason, whether your radio station changes formats on you, or, you know, the ratings turn a certain direction, whatever it may be. And Mark and Ed here hired me for this job and kind of took a chance on me. You know, it's not usually a hot idea to fire somebody who got, or to hire somebody who got canned at their last job, whatever the circumstance may have been there. And they gave me a chance and gave me an opportunity to come in here and try it again. And I was able to do the show that I wanted to do, not mess with on a day-to-day basis. I've very rarely had them get in my face over things about the show. We've had our moments where, yeah, I probably went a little bit too far, and we got some complaints and whatnot, but they really gave me the freedom to come in here and do something that I thought was kind of fun and something special and something kind of interesting. So I appreciate everybody embracing the show and being a part of the show, and know that I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, and a lot of people are going to be annoyed with me, but this is just the right thing for me to do. So let's enjoy this last week together. Good things, good times ahead. Mm-hmm. We just got to get there. I'm going to keep on doing the website so we can stay in touch that way. Obviously, I'm not going to be trolling out the content that you're used to. But we can still stay in touch, and we can still have some good times. So thanks again for listening.
Hey, I have to sing in August in public.
For what?
This thing in Miltonville called Toodle Fest or something like that. My sister conned me into singing a song with her and her sister-in-law.
What song? Do you know?
I don't know. It's a song that was played at her wedding, and I don't remember it.
Oh, sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
You're not going to sing anything to me for my last day on Friday?
Maybe.
No?
Maybe I will.
All right, we'll see. I don't know. I think you're Empty Threat McGee over there.
Oh, really?
We'll see. Yeah. Sing me something for my last day. How ridiculous. I'm trying to shed as much stuff as I can out of my apartment. You know, I've had like the same crap for years, and I don't need half of it. So I gave away my couch this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, one of my best friends, Chris, came up this weekend, and we hung out and had a good time. And then yesterday we loaded up my couch. And shortly after they left with my couch, I realized, wow, it's convenient having a couch. Huh. It really is. But I got everything set up and situated so I can still be comfortable.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, couchless for a while, it should be an interesting way to live. Don't you think?
Yeah. I've been couchless before.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
You came out alive, right?
Yeah.
Do I stand a chance?
Yeah, you'll be okay.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Someone like me? Wow. Thanks,
Sherrianne.
You're just being nice. Stooks in the morning.
Yeah, man. Just heard your announcement, man.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
It's a major buzzkill, dude. That's not okie dokie in my book.
It's not?
Hmm. But hey, I'm sure you'll find whatever you're meant to do out there in Kansas City.
Yeah, man, I hope so. I really do think it'll be there. It's just it feels so ripe.
If it's a move to stay close to family, it's always worth it, so.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. I mean, there's a lot of things about Kansas City that I really miss.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up there, and I haven't lived there in 6 years now. So it would be nice to get back home, for sure.
Yeah, being away from your family is pretty hard, so.
Yeah. And besides, I mean, I've been out here a decent amount of time. Yeah. They need a kind of a change of perspective. They need somebody new in here to bring something new to the table.
Well, that's going to change the whole meaning of the show, though, because now it's not going to be Stooks in the Morning.
Who knows? Maybe they'll stick with that title.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know, though. That would be cool if you could grandfather that in somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that'll be gone.
But all right, dude.
All right, thanks for the call, bro.
Later.
Pretty exciting times this weekend. I was all over the place. You know, there was Stampede, and then my friends came up to grab that couch so that I can ease my move back to Kansas City a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
You know? And we went to Pillsbury Crossing. It had been a while, and I knew I wanted to hit it up at least one more time before I left. And it was the best crowd I've seen out there before.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems like every time I go, there's like, at most, like 5 cars. There were probably 20 out there on Saturday. And if you're not familiar with Pillsbury Crossing, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous scene. There's a, this creek comes up to this little, it's limestone, right? This floor is, and then this creek runs this water over the top of that. And so you can pull your car right up onto there, and then you step out and you're walking in 3 to 4 inches of running water, which then turns into a waterfall and goes over this little cliff.
Cool.
It's really cool stuff. You can get to it off of, get to it off I-70 if you get off at the Deep Creek Road exit there and head, what, north? Is that right? Yeah, and that'll take you up toward there. Or if you're on 177, if you're coming from Manhattan, you can just go down 177 and see the Pillsbury Crossing sign and hook a left and go down that way. Really easy, real cool to check out. Not supposed to have any adult beverages out there, though.
No. Mm-mm. Then you make more work for me.
Yeah,
get mad.
With your courthouse duties or whatever.
Yep.
Like what? What are some of the? What should everyone watch out for? Don't bring beer out there. Basically, is that the number one thing?
Yeah, just no alcohol in the park in general.
But it just seems like a place where drinking should happen.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Don't do it, because then you make me angry because I have more work.
Wah. Well, I mean, how come it's not more? Well, why don't we look to see if we can make it a fun drinking park? Instead of trying to stop something that's going to naturally happen.
Because it's away from a lot of houses, and you have to drive, and lots of people are going to drive drunk.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. But that's the same with everywhere. That's why you have your designated driver.
But some people aren't smart.
Yeah, you're right. It's a better idea that people don't drink out there.
Because then they could fall in the water.
Yeah, there are things.
And it could be like on Mermaids when the little kid falls into the water and almost drowns.
Danny DeVito?
No.
Oh. But yeah, that's a good point. You probably don't want people drinking out there. It's too many ways to fall and kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't be good for anybody. Not at all. We saw some people drinking out there, though. Just walking around with a beer bottle. Pour that into a cup, by the way, if you really want to be wise about it. So there was a cop talking to somebody at one point. And then the oddest thing, I saw animal control came out. Because somebody didn't have their dog on a leash. And it's a pretty prominent dog park. People love to bring their dogs out there. Dogs can run through the water and have a good time, cool down a little bit. So one guy had this ball that he was throwing up onto There's this, like, little cliff as you're in there, like, way up, probably 30 feet up in the air. Threw this ball up there, and this dog, like, scaled this vertical wall to go get this ball.
Jeez.
That was badass. So, yeah, the guy came out and got on someone and got in their face about not having the dog on a leash out there.
That sucks.
Yeah, leash laws. You got to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
You do. But I don't know. It seems, you know, when there's a that kind of setting with all those dogs, I don't know. If somebody had a pit bull or something out there with them, I could understand, but...
Well, you never know what dogs will do.
Oh, yeah, you still have flashbacks.
Let's not talk about that.
I'm sorry. If you missed the announcement earlier, I am gone. This Friday will be my last day going back to Kansas City, be close to the family and the friends, and hopefully find a job. I know most people do it the other way around, get the job first, and then, you know, but... Come on! That's no fun.
You like an adventure.
Yeah. Stooks in the morning.
Hey, I just wanted to call about the Pillsbury Crossing thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you can also cliff jump off of it, too. Like, if you go through, like, when you drive through the water, and then there's that another road.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you can ride, and you can, like, jump off the cliffs and jump out the trees and stuff. And I was just talking about it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I go there.
Yeah, you know what? I tried to find the cliff jumping part before, and we were just too much of losers to be able to even find it.
Oh, you have to, like, when you drive through that water.
Yeah,
you
just
take
keep
a
going.
Right, and you go all the way up, and there's, like, a parking area.
Yeah.
And then you just park over there, and you have to walk through this little trail where there's grass and whatnot all over it. And then you see it, and then you just jump off of it. It's really fun.
Okay. Well, I'm scared when I have to do things like that.
Oh, don't put a lead. It took me, like, 30 minutes to finally jump off the cliff.
Did
My
it?
Friends, like, eventually just pushed me off, so I had no choice.
I worry. Oh, no. There might be a monster in there, or I might hit my head on something. Or
well,
I get water up my nose.
Down there, and they check how to see how deep it is before I jump in there.
Yeah. How deep is it?
It's normally, like, when you jump, you barely touch the bottom. Like your big toe or something might touch it.
Okay, so don't dive.
No. You don't dive off the cliff. You just kind of jump.
All right. Cannonball style a little bit.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, so.
Well, thanks for calling in on that. I've always wondered the right way to get there, and I knew I was just too much of a dumbass to figure it out without some outside help. So thanks
yeah,
for calling in.
It took me a while, too. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Oops.
Yes?
Hey, well, congratulations on your move, man.
Well, thank you.
And that's really cool. And, you know, I moved here about 3 years ago, and I thought this place was really kind of lame. Came from the East Coast, and really good radio stations out there, and I started listening to you guys, and at first I thought you were kind of retarded, but, you know, you guys really make me laugh in the morning, and, you know, I know you can't probably disclose where you're going from here or if you're going to go to a radio station, but...
Yeah, I don't even know, to be honest.
Oh, that's cool, but, I mean, if you do go to radio, I'll listen to you, listen for you up in Kansas City.
Well, so, I appreciate that.
I'm a big fan, so, anyway, good luck.
Well, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye.